Governor Mike Braun calls special session on Indiana redistricting, tax code alignment. By Jasmine Jordan on October 27, 2025. Indiana Governor Mike Braun, R., announced Monday he will convene a special legislative session beginning November 3 to address congressional redistricting and to align Indiana's tax code with recent federal changes under the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. Braun will sign a proclamation Monday calling for a special session of the Indiana General Assembly to consider new congressional district boundaries and update the state tax code in response to recent federal law. "I am calling a special legislative session to protect Hoosiers from efforts in other states that seek to diminish their voice in Washington and ensure their representation in Congress is fair," Braun explained in a statement posted to social media. "I'm also asking the legislature to conform Indiana's tax code with new federal tax provisions to ensure stability and certainty for taxpayers and tax preparers for 2026 filings. Indiana's tax system uses federal law as its baseline, and updates to federal code in the One Big Beautiful Bill Act have created discrepancies affecting state filings." Braun emphasized addressing the issue now would provide taxpayers, accountants, and businesses the confidence and clarity ahead of filing season, avoid amended returns and filing delays, and continue the Indiana Department of Revenue's strong record of fiscal management. The announcement follows growing momentum among Indiana Republicans to pursue mid-decade redistricting. As Breitbart News reported this weekend, State Senator Liz Brown, R., noted during a recent interview that Republican voices are not being heard in Washington under current district lines and that lawmakers were ready to go once Braun called a session. Representative Marlon Stutzman, RN, has also urged the state to move forward, calling the effort necessary to give conservative Hoosiers the representation in D.C. they deserve. By late August, all seven of Indiana's Republican House members had endorsed the push. The move comes amid a nationwide redistricting wave led by Republican governors. Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed his state's One Big Beautiful Map into law in August, a measure expected to increase Republican representation by 5 seats. Missouri Governor Mike Keogh also called a special session to approve new congressional boundaries expected to add 1 Republican seat. Vice President J.D. Vance has said states like Indiana should take decisive action to ensure fair apportionment, citing what he described as aggressive gerrymandering in Democrat-run states. President Donald Trump has similarly encouraged red states to redraw maps to counter what he called long-standing partisan imbalances in states such as Illinois and California. Indiana currently has 7 Republicans and 2 Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives. Lawmakers have indicated that new maps could strengthen Republican margins ahead of the 2026 midterm elections, following similar efforts in Texas, Missouri, and Florida. Brown stated that once the Indiana legislature passes its redistricting bill, the measure could take effect immediately if lawmakers include an emergency clause. "It's not complicated, it's just a matter of the governor using the power he has to call us back, and us getting down there," she remarked.